EWA 517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
Number 71, Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
Number 71, Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's American 1095. Yeah, something just passed over us. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy?
Yeah.
Did we just call about the UFOs? They're out there. Same airplanes.
Howdy, dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, four calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty. Four calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. If you're a fan of the show and would like to help support the podcast by becoming a patron, head on over to www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles podcast or hit the link below, where you can find out about the show and the rewards available to you. Plus, as an added bonus, every new patron gets a shout out on the show. Welcome to the show, Miles.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
Really appreciate you coming on today and sharing your experience with the audience.
Yeah, I've been waiting. I've been hearing stories and wanting to get on here and talk to you and talk to the other people like myself.
If you want to start from where you started to really see what was happening to you, and then just walk our listeners into it for us, Miles, please.
Okay. Well, I had somewhat of a diverse family. Lived with my grandparents, and my dad worked. And pretty normal childhood. I had, you know, atheist military family on one side, and then my mother's side were devoted Catholics. And I, through life, you know, I wanted to fit in. I wanted to experience as much as I could. And I often looked at the world as a big playground and didn't realize that it's not that. And unfortunately, in the early 90s, you know, I got in trouble and ended up in the system, the jail system and stuff like that. So I had experiences, but I didn't really notice them until recently when I had my experience in 2007. So I'll take it from there, and then maybe people can get a better understanding of everything. So I wasn't into space. I wasn't into sci-fi stuff or anything of the sort. I am with this girl. I'd been with her for about 3 months or so, and she got pregnant. So I wanted to do the family thing. So we rented, you know, basement apartments, you know, stuff like that. Eventually got our own apartment. But one night around 12 o'clock, we were in a rural part of Northern Virginia, and she was due in like maybe a month or two, something like a few weeks she was due. And we went over to a friend's house, and around 12 a.m., we decided to leave and go back home because it was getting late. So we're about 5 minutes into the trip. It only took us 15 minutes to get home. And the road ends after a certain period of time. So I tried to discredit, you know, try to look at every angle of this, and nothing makes sense to it. We leave the house 5 minutes into the trip. I remember seeing a weird bright light, something that I've never seen before. It was so mesmerizing to me that I had to turn my head all the way around. I saw it in the rearview mirror, and I remember saying, "What is that?" And then I turned my head all the way around to look, And the next thing I know, we're both coming to. It was like a weird sensation over my body. The whole thing was just really, really strange. We're in the car, still moving. We're in the car, and we both look at each other and slowly coming to. And I said, what happened? And she had this weird, really weird look on her face. And I looked down at the clock, and it was 3:30 a.m., you know, 3 hours of missing time. And we're on a road that stops in 15 minutes. So if it was anything else, we would have wrecked. We would have been in a ditch somewhere. You know what I mean? Like I said, at the time, I wasn't in a space. I didn't even have the internet. So we went home, went to sleep. The next night, I've always had a connection with dreams. You know, some stuff has come true. I'll get to that in a minute. But the next night, I had a dream that was more of a memory. It was definitely, I know the difference between a dream and reality. And this, like a memory. I was in a room, you know, didn't know what was going on. Everything was kind of blurry. And I can see these images. Some of them were pretty tall, you know, and I think there was some average. But when something like this happens, you don't have a crystal clear picture, you know. And I don't know what I was experiencing, but it was definitely real. And I woke up in a panic and reached over to her thinking she was, you know, experiencing all this. And she was like, what's going on? You know, my daughter was born not long after this happened, and scheduled C-section, healthy baby, you know, everything was okay. And I don't really want to say too much about this in case, you know, my daughter ends up hearing this, you know, or other people in her family. But when she was born, she had a defect on her hand, and I didn't think anything of it then. And the doctors didn't know, you know, the doctors were checking up on her. They would have known about this problem, and they didn't know until she was born. The fingers were definitely different. And, you know, she had later on had surgery to correct that, but I didn't think anything of it. I still didn't think anything of it until some years went later, and, you know, did a little bit more jail time and stuff like that. And then finally I got a hold of the internet where I found MUFON. This is 2014. My incident happened in 2007. So I found MUFON and went on there and filed my report and everything. And the only reason I did it is because I found on the internet people telling the exact same story that happened to me, like other stuff surrounding this. It was identical. And I'm like, okay, I'm not crazy. This is actually happening. So I tried to talk to the mother of my oldest, the one that I had this experience with. And I kept asking her, I'm like, do you remember what happened? And she won't talk about it. She won't say yes, that happened. She won't say yes, it didn't happen. She won't say anything. And one time I got her in the backyard face to face, and I told her exactly what happened to us that night. I told her what happened, not mentioning me seeing beings or anything, just telling her what happened and what I thought happened. And she got white as a ghost. She got white as a ghost. You know, some people can't handle this. And that's what we got to remember, that we got to slowly inform people about, you know, what's going on. I don't think they're bad, you know, from everybody and everything I've heard of, you know, most people are trying to help us get to the level that, you know, where we can be part of something much bigger than just what we have here on Earth. You know, that happened, and years went on again. I reached out to a popular figure on the History Channel, and he suggested that I try MUFON again. And I didn't really, I was like, well, nothing really happened the first time. I said, well, let me try again. It's, you know, 2018, maybe things have changed. So I contacted them. I made a report, two separate reports, one report for my sighting and one report for my abduction. It took me a whole day to do both reports. It's not something that you can just go on there and fiddle around. Like somebody could go on there and make some stuff up. This involves taking up your time, your memory, you know, and they ask specific detailed questions. And I filled out the most of my knowledge, and they found me an experiencer research group. Also through that, I found a hypnotherapist that's, you know, certified that MUFON uses, which I have a scheduled appointment this month, I think like around August 14th for my hypnotherapy session to find out what happened those 3 hours of missing time. I'm trying to raise money right now for that, but there's not too many people out there that are understanding of this, or they're trying to disprove it. But since I've accepted what's happening to me, you know, I can't really tell friends about it too much. Cause like I said, you know, I come from a different world, you know, the streets and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm worried of coming out and letting them know about this, you know, possibly, you know, cracking jokes or whatever. So I have nothing to gain from doing this interview, except hoping that things will get better moving forward in the future, and people are going to be more open to listening to this. I do think there probably are some people out there that might be a little out there, but I think that some people they're actually right about some of this, because I have, since I accepted this, I've been experiencing things with my dreams where, and I know that this subject is often debated, the dream thing. Since I've accepted this, I do have dreams where I'm in other places. Usually it's the gravity is different, where it's like you jump and you go a little bit further. You don't, you know, the gravity is different and I'm in different places, and some of it looks like stuff here, but it just looks a little bit more advanced. Everything, sometimes just little details are different where I'm at. And I'm at a state now where I can control it somewhat while I'm wherever I am. And most people, it takes a few hours to reach. It's called a REM sleep, a dream state. I've been able to reach that state within less than an hour and be somewhere else. I have dreams sometimes, regular dreams, but then I have these dreams where I'm somewhere else. And I tested this theory the other day. Don't suggest just anybody doing this. I've said this on my YouTube video about sleep paralysis and the extraterrestrial connection. At night, I pray just in case there is a God. I do believe there was a God, but I believe there's an Mary. I do believe that, but I believe there's more to the story. I believe that there was extraterrestrial intervention, and I believe Billy Meyer calls him Emmanuel. Emmanuel wasn't, you know, over the years, the story gets, you know, gets twisted or and whatnot. But yeah, I prayed one night, but this particular night, I've done this a few times, kind of in a meditative state. I've done this almost every night where I'm, you know, thinking with my mind, you know, if there is anything that's been communicating with me. I suffer from these so-called sleep paralysis states. I don't have sleep paralysis, but I have these occurrences where I'll come to my consciousness and wake up, and it can be scary sometimes. I come to and I can't move my body. You know, I can't move my body, but my mind is working. Everything's working, but it's like you can't move. And sometimes coming back to whatever state you were in, you're coming back. And I think sometimes whatever's doing this, it doesn't wear off right away. So I think that's what causes a sleep paralysis. I don't think they intend on doing that to you and freaking you out. I just think that sometimes, you know, they don't get it perfect. I mean, nobody's perfect, you know, and people have this image of, you know, ETs and all this movie stuff. And I think they're just different races and different kinds of people that do different stuff and are interested in different stuff. Because the image I have of extraterrestrial, you know, they looked more human than your classic, you know, blue or gray or whatever. I have had dream states, and recently I had, like I said, I spoke with whatever, you know, telepathically before I went to bed. That night I had a sleep paralysis, which I don't have that often, but the night that I specifically spoke to whatever was doing this, I got an answer that night, and I had a sleep paralysis. And I have been kind of experimenting with that lately. I've been experimenting with it for years, but not on the level of it possibly being extraterrestrial. You know, I didn't know what it was before I found out where I'm at now in my consciousness. I had a lot of these sleep paralysis, and I thought they were demonic because of my mom and all this Catholicism. I thought it was demonic. I would have these sleep paralysis states where sometimes I would be pinned to the bed where I couldn't breathe, and it would scare me. And sometimes I would see these black shadow figures, and that happened a lot when I lived by myself in a basement. I lived in someone's basement, and that happened a lot, and I thought it was demonic, and it really freaked me out. You know, I got the stones and the crosses from Medjugorje, you know, where all the stuff with Mary happens and all that. I got those things, and eventually it went away, but I had sleep paralysis states all through my life. I had them when I was alone. I had them when people were in the room. I had one in jail. You know, I had these in multiple places, but when I was at home, I had a lot of them. And I noticed now that I'm aware of what's going on, I pay a little more attention to little details. And one thing I've noticed that when people are in the room or sleeping in the same room with me and I have these sleep paralysis, after I come out of it, I reach over to try to get the person's attention next to me to see if they experienced anything. And a lot of the times they don't come to. You know, it takes them a while before I can, like, even get them to respond to me pushing them. And usually these people are light sleepers, the ones that this has happened to around me before. It, you know, I think that this whole subject, the conflict that people are having right now is questioning their religious beliefs. And, you know, I can put some light on that, you know, for the people that are having trouble with this, because I practiced Catholicism for a while, you know, for quite some time. And now I do believe in all the, you know, everything, but I believe there's a piece of the puzzle in the Bible and everything else that isn't there for whatever reason. I know back in the Renaissance times and before that, science was frowned upon in the religious community, and sometimes people were exiled for it and things like that. So I think the Catholic Church has had knowledge of all these things going on for quite some time. But basically what I'm saying is you don't have to question your religious beliefs. I mean, just be open-minded to the fact that there's other things going on. I mean, I try to look at it like our world is so small. There's something bigger than our Earth, and there's something bigger than that. Like, how far does this actually go? I mean, you look at an ant on the ground and imagine what his infinity is. I mean, I kind of try to look at it like that with our Earth. It goes for infinity, infinity, infinity. But yeah, the sleep paralysis, yeah, I had that, you know, religious things talking about that. When I was in jail, I had plenty of time to meditate. I was in my cell sometimes for 22 hours a day. I read a lot, read the Bible a lot. And one particular, during the day, I had a cellmate and I was sleeping. And all of a sudden, I had this bright light image. And it looked like Mary, you know, looked like some type of energy, positive energy. That's the best way I can describe it. And then there was an evil energy, too. And it was like they were fighting over something. This image happened pretty quick. And then I woke up. It was daytime. And I looked at my cellmate, who had an open mind. And I told him what I just experienced. And he believed me. And a few hours, like an hour or two later, they called us out of our cells to eat dinner. And they let one side out first, then another side. So we were the second side to come out. So I saw people moving around after we went into lockdown. The other side came out. they were walking by this one guy's cell. I was up on the top of the tier so I could see out my window down. And they were all walking by, gawking and staring at this guy. Guard doing the tray count looked and noticed that he had an extra tray. So he was looking like, why do I have the? Because usually everybody grabs trays, they're hungry. So he goes to each cell looking to see who didn't get their tray if somebody was sleeping. And he peeks in this one cell and he starts panicking. He didn't even know what to say or do. Like, he froze up. And then everything got really crazy and they ended up taping our windows shut and everything else. But anyway, come to find out, the guy in the cell that would have been underneath my cell, like down at the bottom, like directly under me, the guy hung himself. He hung himself. And it was crazy because I did the math, and the hours I had that occurrence was just about the same time he would have hung himself. I mean, it was just crazy, you know, and that was an experience in itself. And then I talked to people in the rec yard later on and found out he had family in that same pod that we're in, and that he was going through a breakup with his girlfriend, and he was coming off of heroin and stuff like that. But that occurrence happened before I knew that I had this ability of all these weird things. You know, I'm just now getting into all this stuff and trying to talk to other people and find out like, what's going on, because even I don't know what's going on really. And I had another occurrence with another witness. Like I said, I lived by myself for a while in the basement, and this girl needed a place to stay. I'd known her for a long time, like 15 years, and this was like 2012, 2013, somewhere around there. This was when I was having the sleep paralysis incidences. She's a third generation Wiccan, and she believes in all kinds of stuff. And I think that they particularly deal in energy, and everybody thinks classic witch. That's not how Wiccans are. She knew her stuff. You know, she'd do tarot cards and all that stuff. And I'm open-minded. I'm not one of those people that's going to judge you. You know, even if I don't necessarily agree, I'm always going to be open-minded and look at what you're saying. You know, I always got an open mind. But anyway, she's into weird stuff. So I told her, I said, you know, weird stuff happens to me here. I don't know why weird stuff has been happening to me. And she shook it off. She's like, oh, okay. You know, like, no, okay. Yeah, weird stuff. I'm all about weird stuff, you know. And I think it was like maybe one night, second night, she was on the other end of the room. It's like a one big basement room, you know, like the basements are. You know, the rooms weren't built yet or anything. She was on one end where the stairs started, and I was at the other end where the back door entrance, ground entrance is. And we were sleeping, and I said, you know, this weird stuff keeps happening to me. She said, okay. Then that night, I had a sleep paralysis. I couldn't breathe. And then finally, I gasped for air, and I reached over and said something to her. She had the radio on going to sleep, and then it did all this weird stuff. I mean, it wasn't, you're just like, oh, there's something wrong with the radio. Did something, and I don't know what happened to her on that end of the room because it was dark. I don't know, but it freaked her out so bad. The next night, she left. I don't know where she went after that, but to freak a Wiccan out, you know, something real's got to be happening. So, like, all this stuff happened to me, you know, as a kid. I'm looking back at all of it now, you know, and putting all of the pieces together, all these weird things that happened to me, you know. As a kid, my dad finding me outside in the middle of the night, you know, I'm thinking of sleepwalking occurrences. There was one time where I was in an apartment complex, and my dad found me unconscious during the day out laying in the ground. And he brought me in, put me on the couch, and he didn't know what happened to me. And I didn't know what happened to me. And when I came to, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know where I was. And took me a few hours, if not like almost a day, I think, to like remember who I was and what I was like. You know, that's happened to me a few times throughout my life at different times in my life where I've had these things happen and I've come to. And when I come to, it's like you don't even know you're human. You don't know your name. You don't know anything. It's pretty weird. I've experimented with drugs. I'm sure a lot of people that come on and come forward about their occurrences leave out drugs thinking that there's going to be a label put on you or give room for people to say discredit you. But, you know, I'm going to say it. Yeah, I've experimented with drugs, and I know when something's drug effect and when it's actually something happening. I have a pretty strong mind, and I know the difference. And I've had these occurrences where, you know, coming back to into reality, and it's a really scary feeling. But the older that I've gotten and accepted what's going on with me, when I notice these weird things starting to happen to me, I don't get freaked out. Like most people keep looking at the past, you know, I don't want to look at the past. I've done the past. I want to see the future. I want to know what's going to happen next. And I think we're in a part of our evolution where something really, really big is getting ready to happen. And me and other experiencers I've noticed have been going on record and saying that they think something big is going to happen. People said this back in the 90s, and I've looked at footage from stuff back then, but I get a different vibe and a different feeling from the contactees that I've heard on your show and on other sites and stuff. You can tell the ones that have a real message and are experiencing something and the ones that aren't. The only way you know this is if you're an experiencer yourself. You kind of just know in your gut who to listen to. Like you, Nick, I literally just got on Twitter. I didn't use Twitter. I didn't know how to use it. I believe in fate. I don't believe in coincidences. And, you know, I've only been on Twitter maybe like 2 months, and I found you, and something told me to go on further with you. You know, I don't open up to just anybody, let alone thousands of people. So this is like a really big deal to me, you know, going on here. And hopefully we're making history here. Hopefully from this point on, things are going to start to change. I really have that feeling.
You're in the right place.
It feels like it. It really does. I had to go through a lot to do everything that I'm doing right now because, you know, I'm a stay-at-home father. You know, I don't have time to just fiddle on the computer all day. Like, I'm literally sealed off in a room here, got somebody watching my daughter right now just so I can do this for everybody. We have to remember when we speak that our level, I use this word because I see everybody else using it, consciousness. We as experiencers have to remember that we are at a different level of consciousness than other people. And we have to keep that in mind when we're spreading our message. We're getting so much knowledge and we're so excited about this. We want to get everybody on the level that we're on. But we got to remember that not everybody's on our level. Not everybody's on the same level of consciousness we are. And we have to be caring and understanding of that. Even if people, you know, say things negative or whatever, you have to understand that they're not looking at things from the level that you're looking on. So I try to, and the perspective goes on and on and on and on and on. There's a thread of a thread of a thread of a thread. And even I'm still stuck on certain threads, but there's so many threads, and you just got to, like, everybody's got to stay kind of on the same page if we want to get that the right message out to everybody. I mean, because when I wake up from having these certain dream states, I write them down as quick as I can. And one thing is really strange, you know, I hear contactees saying, you know, different, we have different journeys. All of, you know, I believe in reincarnation. I'm still learning about that myself. But the weird thing about my dreams is oftentimes I'm in a situation or an environment that is somewhat institutionalized. And I don't know what that connection is, but it's different places. I'm in different places, but sometimes it's the same scenario, but different people. And my name is never called. So I don't know what level I'm on. People know me, like things are occurring. And sometimes I'm in institution type places, but it's like futuristic stuff, you know, like stuff that we don't see here yet. and gravity's a little bit different. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It's not like, oh, I'm jumping, but it's like you jump and you go a little bit further. Like, gravity is different. It's different. And I have a lot of these occurrences. The people look different, you know, not like alien type people, but this where I'm at in general, it looks like different places. I don't watch anything or anything like that. There's no, these things that I see isn't anything I see on the movies or TV. It's nothing like that. I don't know what it is. I don't want to say what I think. What I think is I could possibly be another dimension or possibly another world or possibly have lived another life on another planet. You know, all through my life, I've felt at a place having to adjust to what's going on. And it's been all through my life, you know, I went to schools for bad kids and whatnot. And I always felt different. Here, the dreams make sense to me. You know, I don't think it's just a dream because these places I'm at feel familiar to me, and I feel comfortable when I'm at these places. And all through my life, I felt awkward and trying to find, what am I doing here? Why am I here? These were questions I had all the way back through my childhood. Like, what am I doing? Why am I here? You know, questions like that. I know what I think it is. You know, I don't want to go on the record and say this is what it is, but I am definitely leaning in that direction that it could be past life, you know, could be different worlds, different dimensions, you know, I'm not sure, but I do believe it could be one of those, if not all of them. I'm going to be doing this hypnotherapy soon, and, you know, maybe I could come back on here again because I really want to find out what happened during those missing 3 hours of time that I had in the car. And that's when all of this started to open my eyes and I started looking at everything. It all started with that missing 3 hours. But I believe that that these things have been happening all through my life. It just took one for me to wake up. You know, I guess it took them going to that extreme to get my attention. But it's taken years for me to do that. And you know, I'm an everyday person wanting to know more. So I think the 14th, I'm going to be doing a hypnotherapy session. So I think that not just that missing 3 hours is going to come out. I think a lot of stuff is going to come out. She told me, oh, we can get this. We can get all this done in one day. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, if you were thinking what I'm thinking, that this is probably going to take multiple sessions. So, you know, I want to record that and my sessions and see if I can find out more dream connected stuff, because everything, it seems like I'm on a higher level of being able to expand my mind when I'm in a dream state, in a relaxed state, definitely able to experience different things. You know, I had an occurrence just a few nights ago. I couldn't move. And sometimes I wake up and I can't move. Sometimes I'm in my mind and I can't move. And then I come to. It differs. But the other night I had one of these things where I couldn't move. But I've been telling myself lately, when these happen, go with it and be comfortable with it. Don't freak out. Let's see how far we can go with this and what happens. So the other night I had one of these things and I couldn't move, but I kind of like forced myself to turn my head. It was really hard to do. But in this dream state or whatever it was, I turned my head to try to look and see what was doing this to me. And it was kind of like, I don't know if it was touching me. I don't know what it was doing. I remember in the level of consciousness I was in, everything's telepathic. I cracked a joke in my mind. I caught a glimpse of this thing. It was like a tall, thin, dark figure. It was doing something, you know, with the genitalia area. You know, I don't know what it was doing, but I remember cracking the joke. You know, you could at least look like a female or somebody cute. Or I said something smart, you know, smart ass like that to it. And then shortly after that, the occurrence was over. I came to. But But that was the only weird one like that I had. That was recently, but I thought that was pretty strange. You know what I mean? Now that I'm accepting this dream state, weirder and weirder things are happening. I just wish that I could get to the level where I could communicate with somebody, you know, like, are multiple things communicating with me, or is it one specific group? You know, I don't know. You know, are there possible different dimensions, different worlds? I think that all these things are combined, and I think some things trying to contact with us sometimes give us too much information at once, and you know, get scatterbrained. But yeah, the weird things happen to me all the time. The other night, yeah, freaked out, and when I came to, I went to wake my wife up, and then I remembered, you know, you were aware of this, you asked for this, and I haven't really told her too much of what's going on because I don't want to scare her. She's just now realizing what's going on too. She's been having weird stuff happen to her, and she's a Catholic, so her family's Catholic, so I gotta watch. You know, filter kind of what's going on to me. I can't tell everybody, but she had something weird happen to her the other night. She came to me during the day, and she has perfect teeth, and takes care of them and everything. And the other day, you know, she says always complains of being sick. You know, one of those people that's always worried about everything. She comes to me and says that her mouth hurts. So I said, I'm thinking in my mind, oh, it's nothing. You probably, you know, I didn't pay any attention. And she said, no, really, look at my mouth. So finally, I looked at it, and on the inside of your mouth, on the inside, like the roof of your mouth, where one of her canines is, the canine teeth, I looked at it, and she had three, it looked like holes, three holes that were in her gum. You know, and at first, you know, I'm thinking a sore, right? But then I got a closer look at it, and it was like it looked like scoop marks, really small, really small though, like a pinhead, you know, like a needle pinhead. And she had these weird, it looked like scoop marks. It wasn't sores. It was like two, then like a faded third one. And she said that she got them overnight. They appeared, you know, she said, I just noticed them. So literally that happened overnight. I took a picture of it, and then the next day I decided to look, and she and look at it, and it was like almost healed up all the way by the next day. So within 2 days it was like scoop marks, and then it was gone. She asked me, she said, what do you think? You know, and I said, you know, I said, you don't want to know what I think. I said, I don't want to tell you what I think. She's starting to look at little small things. She's starting to see things, and she's starting to come to a different state of noticing what's going on. Lately, I've been into taking pictures of the weather and storms and things in the sky. And I got a picture of I saw lights in the sky about a month or two ago, and they were darting really fast left to right. You know, I live by BWI Airport, like not too far, Baltimore, Washington International. So I see planes and stuff all the time, but these things were blinking and darting left to right, up and down. I peeked in my head in the door, and because she's somewhat of a skeptic, so I said, "Come here, look at this." And she saw it. They were so far away. I had a camera phone, my camera phone, so I just pointed and snapped, and nothing. I got nothing on the pictures, but this one picture I got, you could zoom in on it, and it looked like this weird tic tac shape thing. I sent it to MUFON and stuff, and they looked at it. I never heard anything back from them, but I've seen every night I go out there and look every night, and I've seen recently I've been seeing a lot of these things that look like glowing stars. The things that I've seen recently, like within the past few weeks, they looked like Venus. I saw that. I've seen that two different nights. It was as bright as Venus, and I thought it was Venus, and I went out there and looked, and I found Venus, and that the thing was bright like a star, and then poof, it's gone. And I've seen that two different nights. And I've seen the golden glowing type orb. But the biggest one that sticks out in my mind is the 2007 when I was in the car with my pregnant girlfriend. And I turned my head to that weird, orangish, bright, glowing light. And that's the only thing I remember. And then we came to, car still in motion, driving. And I've heard sounds from, my dad's really into Billy Meyer. He's got a lot of knowledge. And I've been slowly learning, you know, reading, you know, his stuff, not, you know, reading his material. But he has a recording of a beam ship. And I heard this beam ship. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Then I heard, I don't want to quote it, but I think it might have been, is it BB that had the recording? You know, when I heard BB's, I got goosebumps, because then triggered a memory. And when I heard that Billy, recording, I kind of got sort of goosebumps. But the BB one, I got chills when I heard that. And for some reason, that sound all of a sudden triggered a memory or something. And I remember that sound. And I believe, I don't know, we're going to find out in the hypnotherapy sessions, but I believe I heard, the last thing I remember is seeing the light in the car when I had my abduction. Last thing I remember seeing is that light. But this memory popped into my head with that noise. I mean, like I said, chills, that noise. I think I heard that sound some time after I, like, seeing that light, I think around that time, or after when they put me back in the car, I think I remember that sound. That's a sound you don't forget. I have another memory in my mind. I don't really like talking about this stuff too much because, like I said, people will try to do anything they can to twist it. I have this memory in my mind that I don't know where it came from. I don't know when, I don't know what time, I don't know what part in my life I experienced this, but it seems like a memory. There was a bright light, and something asked me, not asking me, but it's like everything is done telepathic when you're on this level. So it's hard for me to explain in words how this happened, but it's this memory in my mind of something, some type of light asking me what kind of life I want to live. And for some reason, I picked a struggling, you know, person, you know, somewhere along those lines, someone with a rough life. And I can't explain in words what that thought was. But then next thing I know, poof, I'm in a body. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I definitely believe that, I believe our energy is reincarnated. And I think that we experience different levels of consciousness, and it all depends on what level you're on at this particular time. And I think that, like I said, all of us contactees got to remember, you know, to kind of, we should all get on the same page as far as the general public to be aware of what's going on. But I think we're going to be close to finding out. They're going to have to say a lot more of what's going on, because we're getting, I saw the other day that Hilton's got real estate in space. They had a YouTube short video on how they're going to dock. You know, you have to go through this little training process, and then you can take, you know, and then they show you how, you know, I guess everything works in space. Like, they explain everything, like scientific, like, but also from a vacation experience, like go visit space here at the Hilton, you know? So I think that's going to happen soon, but that, you know, you got SpaceX and Hilton and all these different things, and they have nothing to do with the government. All these there's a space race. Who's going to get real estate in space right now? Everybody's focused on the government and what's going on. There's other people that are doing stuff that are getting ready to put stuff in space right now. So I think within the next, I'd say 10 years at the most, we're going to be in space. And if we're in space, we're going to see all kinds of stuff going on out there. We're going to see all kinds of stuff. And if we're going to go to space, we're going to have to tell the public a little bit of what's going on. We're going to have to tell them what's going on. We can't build hotels in space and have an excuse for why we're seeing craft and other things flying around up there. And you never know. ETs might stop by and stay at the wonderful Hilton. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Have ETs, but you're gonna have to have money to do that. It's probably gonna be for the wealthy, and they can go there and see, ETs and all kinds of crazy stuff. We're evolving. We're definitely evolving, and I believe somebody put us here to let us evolve, and now we're getting ready to evolve onto another planet, and we're probably gonna do the same thing. Put people there to evolve, and then they're going to evolve and evolve from that. And then they're going to put people on other planets. And I think it's just going to keep going and going and going and going. But I think where we're at now, I believe something like this has already happened before, and for whatever reason it was covered up, but all through history, people have been contacted. And this has been happening. It's just been covered up for whatever reason. But we're at a stage in our evolution where it's happening. It's definitely happening. And it would help if instead of them covering this up, they would help people, especially the experiencers. We could be out there making a difference, instead of trying to convince everybody of what's going on. It makes me feel bad that like all this are having to go through all this effort just to get people to listen to us. Like, we're not crazy. We wouldn't be doing all of this. We wouldn't be putting ourselves and who we are on the line for nothing. Like, we're doing this, trying to get our messages out there. Like, this is real. This is happening. Experiencing these different things, the more I'm coming into it and being like, okay, this is cool, I want to know more. It's not scary anymore. UFO stuff, yeah, I've seen it. I'm still looking. I'm trying to get that one good picture. I think everybody's trying to do that, but unfortunately you got people that are putting up a lot of fake stuff, and I don't understand why people are doing that. It's like they're showing us, they're talking to us, they're communicating with us. This is happening, and that's my story.
I really appreciate you coming on today, Miles.
No problem, Nick. It's my pleasure.